The reading today will be from Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you.
The preaching of the Word of God ought to be of paramount importance to the child of God. And not because it's the preacher's work, but because it is truly the words of the Spirit of God. Before taking a bit of a hiatus, I worked for 10 years in preaching and in full-time preaching, and I want to start off this morning by telling you about the finest compliment that anybody ever gave me in preaching. And I do that at the risk of sounding like I'm bragging. I hope that's not my motivation. It's not what I intend to do. I intend to use it as a jump-off point for where we're going next, okay? But I want to tell you about this because it was an insightful thing that this brother said. He came up after a service and he said, I've been going to church my whole life and I have felt like for most of the time that I have been at church that when a preacher spoke, it was as if he held his Bible at his side, down below. That it was sort of a sidekick to what he wanted to say. And it was there to support what he intended to teach us. Now that's not always the case, but I can understand where he's coming from, and you probably can too. But this was the compliment that he gave me, was he said, I feel like when you preach to us, you hold the Bible like this. That you hold up the book, and you tell us, look in there. That's where the truth is. That's what we want to know today. And I got to tell you that while I took that to heart as a compliment, and a very insightful one, and a very spiritual